done.
All right. It's November 8th. What's today? Monday, November 8th. And we are driving from Nashville to Memphis.
November 8th, 2020. On the Music Highway, I-40 West.
It's really beautiful.
All through Tennessee, goes through all these like beautiful
forests,
hills, and by these rivers and lakes. And I haven't really been on a highway since like that looked like this since you're on like I-95 North in Maine. It's really awesome.
It's like 3:30 and it's so beautiful. The sky is like, the sun's setting in the sky. And just saw a crazy divide in the sky where it was dark and then we rode into the sun.
Epic.
So when we got to Nashville.
So we're coming from Nashville right now. We're on our way to Memphis. And so the last two nights we were in Nashville.
And it was interesting.
It was interesting. We had high hopes.
Yeah.
For the Music City.
And we got to our Airbnb first of all. And it was beautiful Airbnb. Like very nice attic Airbnb. The only problem was.
It was an Airbnb Plus, so by pictures it was like
very nice,
really nice. Lots of light coming in.
So I only have
a bathtub.
I only have one allergy in this whole world, really, and it's cats. And when we were there, got in the apartment, and then I was hanging outside, and all of a sudden it was getting hard to breathe, and I didn't know why, and it was getting itchy, and then all of a sudden we go to open a window, and there was a cat like outside. And
it really just, long white hair, like, fluffy
hair going everywhere.
Meow.
And I was very overwhelmed. We were exhausted, didn't know what to do. Kelly did some research and we got some shout out to Zyrtec. Got some Zyrtec and it actually did wonders. I was able to breathe and just enjoy the whole time. So
yeah,
that was the first hiccup, but thank God we got it taken care of.
Yes.
And now we know for the future that Zyrtec is money.
We had Postmates deliver us a little thing of Zyrtec with 40 count. So now we have 38 more Zyrtec to go in case we need them. We definitely don't want to make a habit of taking those because it kind of messes with your mind.
Also in Nashville when we got there, I had to get my guitar fixed. So we brought it to the first place and this guy was telling me I needed all this stuff done and maybe needed a new nut for my guitar and all this stuff. And then finally I go to this other store down the street and it was gonna potentially be like $100. And then I got a phone call like a couple hours later saying, hey, your guitar's done and I only had to do, you know, this and this to it, so it only cost $25. And it was just a very I was so glad that happened, that I got it taken care of, and the guitar is all better, and shout out to Eastside Music Supply in Nashville for hooking it up.
Yeah, it was definitely a stressor. Anthony went to play the guitar at the campsite the night before, and it was just like this dead string, the low E or whatever.
No sound was really coming out of it.
So he was like freaking out. He said the guitar was unplayable.
Because it was.
And that in order to get a guitar fix, it's going to take like over a week usually. And he was kind of just nervous. I'm like, hey, you should just have faith. Just trust that God's going to take care of this. Like you take care of everything else. Like, just trust the flow. You're going to end up in the right place. And so that's exactly what happened.
And then we went to, in the morning, we went to...
What did we do that? Oh, we...
That
yeah,
night
we
ordered some food and it was not very good. And then the next morning, we went to Nashville Biscuit House. Not just any biscuit house.
Didn't we take a bath the night first night and fall asleep in the bathtub?
We fell asleep in the bathtub.
It was a huge quantum bath.
Woke up, didn't even know what time it was.
Literally, you could fit two people in this bath like a joke. We had to... We used
the
whole hot water tank to fill it. And then we had to boil two pots of water to add to it so that it would be hot because of how big it was. But it was awesome.
And then we put some bath bombs
and some candles.
Fell asleep. They were very wiped out. And then the next morning, the Nashville Biscuit House. It was like,
we needed a good greasy spoon breakfast. We got it. It was like $20 for us to have a feast.
It was like,
that's your first red flag.
How you know?
But the reason why we decided to go there is because there was this pregnant lady walking in, like.
She was like, "Oh, I'm craving biscuit house."
And I was
house.
Like, "Aunt, this pregnant lady is going here.
It's gotta
that
be
means
good.
It's gotta be good."
So we went there, got our fixin'.
I got a sausage country biscuit with gravy.
We tried to get country ham. Oh my lordy, do not eat country ham.
It was
ham.
Very salted. It kind
it smelled like an outhouse.
It tasted like the inside of an outhouse smells. I never had anything so foul tasting in my life.
It was disgusting.
Disgusting. So, and I like everything. I'm like very much a dumpster eater. I will eat anything, and that was disgusting.
Yeah, so don't try that. Don't try
country. But the grits were good. There was so much butter on them. The biscuit and gravy was amazing. Anthony wouldn't eat it. He was like, "Ugh, this is gross."
I ate some of it, but it was so heavy.
Oh, it was so good. I just kept eating
it. It was like a freaking war going on in my stomach. It's like, I don't need this.
So then we end up, we get the guitar after that.
Because then we took the guitar back and we went to go explore Nashville. And good lord, to stay away
we made a wrong turn. Actually.
Oh, we made a wrong turn going downtown.
I sort of like went around these huge cones because I was thinking that that's the way I had to go, but really it wasn't the right way. And it took us to the stadium where the Titans play. And literally, we pulled up right in front of the stadium, like next to the gate, as they were scoring a touchdown.
It was insane.
So
we were literally
like,
in the front, and they were going crazy.
And we were just like, oh my gosh, the game.
And I was yelling like, yeah, Titans, let's go, baby.
And so it was cool because it was right there on the other side of the river, and then you could see Nashville.
It was, what are the odds we showed up right when they scored a touchdown? We were in the, literally at the entrance where you go into the game.
I could see the screen and I could see the field from where we were.
It was insane. They were letting off fireworks. It was,
interesting.
Very, very interesting.
The fact that we were just able to drive up there and nobody stopped us kind of represents how Tennessee has been so far. It's just very much a free-for-all.
Yeah, so then we went down to Broadway, and good lordy, stay away from Broadway.
Oh, yeah, might as well. It's like, okay, Broadway in Nashville is Bourbon Street.
In
New Orleans meets Las Vegas Boulevard at 3 a.m.
Yeah, so we pretty much,
so basically,
just ran through and got out of that street.
We had out. Yeah, it was like we
got out. And then we finally,
through it.
You know, the whole time I was wondering, I was like, this can't be the only Nashville.
No, we went up to the Sky Bridge, and you were at this pedestrian bridge where you could walk across the river and then see the city, and you were like, this feels like we're missing something. This can't be all of Nashville, because where we're staying felt kind of like Colfax and Denver, kind of like a little bit, like, I wouldn't say hood, because it was like a white hood. And it was interesting because it was like, you're like, what is going on over here? And it was like a very weird vibe. But then today when we went over towards, we made it towards Music Row later that day.
Music
and then we went over towards Franklin.
And we got Hattie B's Fried Chicken.
But those two neighborhoods seem like where you would live if you had a meet.
Yeah, I was like, once we got over there, I was like, oh, here's the Nashville.
Like, I think if you were a famous musician and had money, you'd probably live over there.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably not in East Nashville where we was staying.
Definitely not in East Nashville.
I kind of have this problem with searching for hipster neighborhoods, and then Anthony's like reminded me as we were going to get into our Airbnb, like, hipster? Brooklyn is hipster. Like, you shouldn't, like, we need to start researching something else.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, fine.
We need more, like, musician, like, hippie or, like, artist. I don't know.
Plus, the hipsters give a strange vibe.
Yeah, they're not super nice sometimes.
Like, they really like their dogs and their cats and their babies if they have them, but they don't like other people.
Yeah.
That's obviously a generalization.
That's just what we felt. But that's not necessarily true at all.
But that's what I feel in a lot of places. That
so we're like trying to figure out where to do a live stream. And we were both so exhausted. And we realized our porch was so beautiful. So we just decided to do the live stream on the porch that evening.
Yeah. And this was after nice. We had a huge meal of fried chicken.
Yeah. It Shout out amazing. To Hattie B's fried chicken.
Which was so good.
And then, what's up? After that?
They put pickles. They put the fried chicken on a piece of bread.
On a piece of white toast with toast, pickles on top.
And then a pickle on top. And I don't know if it's just to cut the heat or what. But,
hey. Oh, my Lord.
Never seen nothing like that.
So we went to sleep and...
Gotta try and stop talking in Southern accent.
I know, but, you know, when in Rome.
It's probably annoying, but...
No, it's not. And then, you know, this morning we woke up and we were like, oh my Lord, I think we need some good, healthy food. So, today we went
to... Well, we woke up early. I got my blog post written.
Shout out to TurmericTeaTime.com.
We definitely, there's a link to it on Anthony's website, asfvision.com, but we left a week ago and I still hadn't written anything when part of this trip was to write about it, so I was getting a little overwhelmed. I'm happy I finally got that out, so I had to wake up early in order to do that, and then I was on some work calls all morning, and now we're trying to make it to Memphis before my
evening work
call. It's like 5:30 p.m. Central time, so it's because it's a 6:30 p.m. Eastern call, so I need to get back by that, but we should be there by 4:15. Anyway, we did the live stream on the porch.
Well, no, we woke up today.
Yeah, so we did the live stream on the porch last night.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of...
Today we realized we needed a nice cleansing too, so we went to Franklin's Juice. What was it? Juice,
I think it was...
Juice company.
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. But
we got smoothies. And oh my Lord, we got two ginger shots. Ooh. And I felt like I was 21 drinking my first double shot of whiskey.
It was intense.
My mouth was watering. I was getting the wet tongue. My stomach was like, ugh.
I don't know why we had...
Oh my Lord, that ginger.
Definitely like a 2-ounce pure ginger shot.
It was battling everything in my stomach.
My stomach started doing somersaults and flips.
And then we're sitting there
in the car trying to survive.
Finally both burp and it's like new life.
Yeah, when once we burped, we were good.
I was literally patting Kelly's back trying to burp her like a baby.
She burped first and then I was like, I need that. Need it. And I leaned forward and he just patted my back and then finally came.
It was magical.
But it cut through all the grease and junk that we had been eating the 2 days before, and it felt so much better to get on the road with that.
It felt so good.
So we headed down to 12th Street South, another really nice recommended neighborhood. I'd probably book an Airbnb near there next time. If we ever went back to Nashville, I would definitely book an Airbnb in that neighborhood. It seemed a little bit more
chill. Less restless.
We did the live stream, but only for like 12 minutes, and then the
heat.
It was so hot. It was like 85 degrees, and it was blaring right on the phone, and I didn't even think to... I don't know. I just didn't think that that would be a problem.
And the phone shut off.
The phone shut off.
So we're still learning as we go.
Oh, there's a cotton field.
Oh, Lord, cotton fields.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy because it looks
cotton
like...
Cotton Eye Joe.
But it looks like sticks, like branches.
Yeah.
And then there's white balls of fluff, like
all over them.
And you pick those little balls of fluff off, and that's literally what you harvest. You harvest the cotton. So that's literally where cotton comes from.
I hope it's organic.
It might have some pesticides in it. I don't think I've ever seen cotton growing before. That's so cool. You know you was in Tennessee when you got some cotton fields on either side of you.
And sweet tea in the center console. Oh Lord! Yeah. So,
anyway, we
did the live stream on the 12th in front of a really cool mural there.
But since we finally went back to doing two cameras, so we record with the GoPro and with the phone.
And I just bought, as we left Nashville, a microphone that hooks up to my phone, hoping that it'll reduce the wind and other background noise. And I think it'll work. So Memphis will be the first test of that.
Actually, this mic is also the...
This podcast is the first real test of that.
Wait, you know the song LaGrange?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're passing an exit that says LaGrange.
No, we gotta go there.
I wonder if that's like actually like related, because it's like a bow, part.
Bow, 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 bow. Oh, definitely. We gotta go there.
Omaha.
So we're heading to Memphis now. How far are we, baby? How far are we from Memphis?
Oh, the air is right.
How far are we from Memphis?
35 minutes.
We're 35 minutes from Memphis.
Expectations.
I'm very excited for some barbecue.
Oh, my barbecue.
I can't wait for some Memphis ribs.
Memphis style ribs and wings. I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I wonder what Memphis style is.
I think it's like sweeter or something.
I think it's sweet and spicy.
I'm very excited to try this.
But
that
other, I really want to go to Graceland.
Graceland is very anticipated.
I do.
Also, Beale Street is where the blues is pretty much the birth of the blues.
Birth of the blues.
On Beale Street. So I got to try and busk on Beale Street if possible.
Yep.
That would be pretty iconic.
Pretty iconic.
We had the winner of our Instagram contest was Matthew Mixick. Shout out to Matt Mixick. Wins a $100 Visa gift card.
Mm-hmm.
The tour poster, official tour poster by Maddie Maynard, and JKL bracelet. Just keep living. So, shout out to Matt Mixick. Thank you to everyone that participated in the contest. If you don't already, please follow ASF Vision on Instagram.
I think we're going to do more contests in the future.
Oh, we definitely will. I think we're going to do one in the next week or so.
Yeah, I think we should also potentially start picking up random things from our trip.
Yes, to
and
auction.
And auction them off.
Absolutely.
Not auction, but...
do giveaways.
Contest them.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited.
I think there's some good ideas of brewing.
I'm hoping to see some Elvis impersonators.
Oh, I know. I love me some Elvis.
And... we're going to cross over the Mississippi to try to see Arkansas to check that off our list.
Oh, yeah, so I just found out that Memphis is in the lower southwest
region.
Corner of Tennessee. Tennessee is like a rectangle. It's in the bottom corner. And then right across the river in Memphis, it's called West Memphis, but it's actually Arkansas. So it's West Memphis, Arkansas. And I've never been to Arkansas. And Arkansas is the Arkansas is where Anthony's...
the film premiered, A Shot in the Dark, on Amazon Prime, where it first premiered in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yep.
It was a pretty cool place.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I would always go back there.
And I've never been to Arkansas, but that's where we get our water from, Mountain Valley.
Shout out Mount Valley. So we're very excited for Memphis, and we're about 30 minutes out.
And we're going to be there for two nights.
We got an Airbnb booked.
Hopefully there's no cats. And right now we have the sun just popping through off in the distance straight ahead out the windshield, just like popping through kind of like rays through the clouds.
Uh-huh.
Looks really pretty. More cotton fields on the left. It's a pretty interesting place that we have landed ourselves today.
I'm very excited for this stop.
Oh my gosh, more cotton. It's crazy.
So stay tuned for Memphis. We're going to have live stream there. And shout out, follow everything, asfvision.com. You can find all our links there. Turmeric Tea Time on Instagram. Shout out. Thanks to everyone that's been supporting and even listening to this podcast.
Yep.
And please like and subscribe and give us a 5-star.
You can text us personally if you know us for feedback and anything that you think that would make these driving podcast sessions a little more
enjoyable. We do appreciate it in advance.
I know that
we love you all. God bless. And we are going to do our music. This podcast is sponsored by
Nobody.
If you would like to sponsor us, please send us money and we will say your name on this podcast instead of nobody.
This is Kelly Ann Walborn.
And this is Anthony Ferraro.
Thank you for tuning in
to our Blind Busking podcast.
Blind Busking live stream tour road trip streaming podcast session.
God bless you all.
Number 4.
I get a puppy at 10,000 Instagram followers.
Now, see you next time.
Speech on. Waveform. Current position. Rewind. Play. Dim. Button. Fast forward. Pause. Button. Done. Dim. Button. Done. Pause. Button.